to The Land Before Bedtime,
an award-winning production by SBH Radio.
The littlest podcast for our littlest listeners. In each episode, we bring you a short story, fable, or fairy tale filled with magic, wonder, and imagination. Tonight's story is read by Charmaine Poir. So tuck yourself in, close your eyes, and let's set off for The Land Before Bedtime.
How the Dragon Got His Horns. Once upon a time, in the land before bedtime, the dragon had no horns and lived on the land. The dragon was quite powerful. It could fly and swim, so it wanted to replace the tiger as the king of animals. A tiger-dragon race took place, and both battled fiercely, but the result was unresolved. The Jade Emperor heard of the fight and summoned them both to the Heavenly Palace to settle the debate once and for all. The dragon was afraid of being looked down upon by the Jade Emperor. He confided his fears in his younger brother, the Centipede, who gave it some thought, then said,
"The rooster has a pair of beautiful horns. You can borrow his horns to look more powerful."
The dragon, excited at this prospect, agreed to try and borrow the rooster's horns. When approached by the two brothers, the rooster refused the dragon's request. The centipede, anxious to help his older brother persuade the rooster, said,
"If Brother Dragon doesn't give your horns back, you can eat me."
And so, with the centipede's guarantee, the rooster reluctantly lent its horns to the dragon. The time came when the dragon and the tiger had to report to the Heavenly Palace. To settle the dispute, the Jade Emperor decreed that they would both be the king of animals. The tiger would be the king of land animals, while the dragon would be the king of marine animals. And so it was decided. Both tiger and dragon bid their farewells to the Jade Emperor. Upon his return to Earth, the dragon thought to himself, if he gave the horns back to the rooster, he would no longer be allowed to be the king of the marine animals. In fear of losing his newfound position, he decided not to return the horns to the rooster. He plunged into the water, taking the horns with him. The rooster was very angry, and in the dragon's absence, turned its anger towards the centipede. The centipede was so scared that it sneaked into the rock tunnels. Even till today, we can still see that the rooster is always red in the face, while the centipede seldom goes out to the land. The rooster always eats the centipede and shouts,
"Brother Dragon, give me back my horns!"
Since then, the dragon has never appeared on land ever again, in the land before bedtime. The end.
Tonight's episode was read by Charmaine Poir and produced by Timo. For more stories just like this, catch us next time in The Land Before Bedtime.
The Land Before Bedtime is an award-winning production by SBH Radio. You can also find us on the audio app, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and streaming on Google Home.